gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, I promise you I'm going to throw out a trivia question a little later on, but we're going to kick the hour off by talking to a representative about Ford, about some really cool things that they're doing with some upcoming models in the area of materials being used and sustainability. It's Earth Day 2012, and so we're continuing on that theme. And, of course, we invite your calls and questions at the usual number. It's toll-free, so feel free at 855-660-4261. You can also send me an email, bob@boblongradio.com, if you'd like to try out some of the wash drops, which is the new way to wash your car without having to hose it off. And we just gave it an award in the last hour of the broadcast. It's the Auto World Radio Official Green Product of the Year award for 2012. Right now, it's my pleasure to welcome Carrie Majewski, Manager of Sustainability and Safety Engineering at Ford. Carrie, I know I messed up your name. What's the correct pronunciation?
Hi, it's Carrie Majewski.
Majewski. Okay, yeah. Great, Carrie. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the cool things that Ford is doing. Everybody's super excited about the upcoming 2013 Ford Fusion. Not only is it a stunning-looking vehicle, but it's got lots of cool technology and some great power plant offerings utilizing Ford's EcoBoost engine and technology. And one of the things that came to my attention this week is that you're going to be offering in a non-hybrid vehicle the engine stop-start feature, which is something that many folks may be a little unfamiliar with. So tell us a little bit about this feature that's engineered to save everybody gas mileage, save gas and save money at the pump, basically.
Yeah, the stop-start is a new fuel-saving technology that we'll be offering eventually across the lineup. And it's, some people call it a micro hybrid. It's, we don't tend to use that language, but it really just allows the engine to come to a stop. It turns off when you're at idle. So you'll be at a light, when you're not moving forward, the engine will stop. And then when you go to put your foot on the gas again, it just automatically comes back on. So obviously it saves you the gas that you would be using at idle. And this is, one of the benefits of the electrification strategy that we've got going. We're electrifying a lot of our vehicles, but we're gaining technologies that aren't the high profile or very expensive stuff that we can put on all of our vehicles to help save fuel as well.
Absolutely, and certainly when you look at the amount of stopping and starting that folks can do just in an average drive. I know you did a lot of research in putting together various studies about this, and one of the things that I noticed this week that an average person does a whole lot of stopping and starting when it comes to red lights and also stop signs on an average drive of let's say 20 miles or so. They're going to be stopping 15 or 20 times one way or the other.
Yep. And this is, again, we're trying to wring out the fuel savings of the conventional vehicles everywhere we can. We have a comprehensive plan of all the available technologies for, the gas internal combustion engine that, we're putting across the whole vehicle line so we can really have an impact, a huge impact when you consider the volume of vehicles that the people are buying, that just your typical engine, it's not even getting to a hybrid or a electric vehicle.
Let's talk a little bit more about the 2013 Ford Fusion. This Fusion is going to be offered with the EcoBoost technology. As a matter of fact, I believe the power plant is very small in displacement, yet it actually puts out a real significant amount of power.
It does, and EcoBoost, what we get out of EcoBoost is you get the power of the fuel economy of a four cylinder with the power of a six cylinder. So the Fusion will see that you'll get the fuel economy benefit and you'll have all the performance that you wanted on a bigger engine, and it's a great feeling vehicle. It really performs well, and it's beautiful too. I have to say I've seen it, and I wish I was driving one. Unfortunately, I didn't get my order in.
Well, it certainly is, and I think it's going to be a huge hit for the Ford Motor Company. Let's talk a little bit more about sustainability. This is something that Ford has been really heavily researching, sustainable materials, since really the early 2000s. Tell us a little bit about how it all began and where it stands now in 2012.
Well, first of all, I'd like to make the point, first and foremost is fuel economy. The biggest impact we have on the environment is fuel economy. So a lot of energy over the last 10 years has been to put together a comprehensive fuel economy plan for all the vehicles. But second, and I think we really need to talk more about it, so I'm real happy that you had us on today, is the ingenious materials that are starting to come about. We have a lab of bioengineers, PhD research engineers, that has been doing nothing but finding innovative solutions to, you know, reduce the environmental impact of the materials that we select for vehicles. And it can range in anything from, we have fabrics that are 100% recycled fibers coming out on our new Focus electric vehicle. Most of our fabrics in a lot of the vehicles we already have on the road are about 25% post-consumer recycled content. We have recycled content in a lot of anything black plastic that you see under the vehicle. Most of that has a good chunk of recycled material in it coming from post-consumer products, like, you know, what laundry bottles and battery casings, a lot of different things get into the feedstock. But I think one of the things that you wanted to talk about was our soy material and some of the biomaterials. We have now across most of the vehicles in the U.S., we have soy seat foams and seat backs and headrests. And the soy-based allows us to use less petroleum,
mm-hmm.
and we are now doing it for equivalent cost, equivalent performance. So it's really a win. And again, this went back to 10 years ago, 12 years ago, and these mostly women, in fact, were allowed to just spend the time to research. They had a lot of stops and starts, a lot of fits, and a lot of things that didn't work, and numerous iterations on the soy foam. But they, at that point, weren't under the gun. Someone was just giving them the freedom to develop the materials and see what they could do. And it came out of a contact with the soy board, who mm-hmm. happened to have an excess of their product, and they were looking for places to put it. And that seems to be the theme. This lab of researchers seems to continue to find things that are either in excess somewhere or being wasted somewhere, and they're finding ways to use those creatively to put into products and to make the products seamless to the consumer. We don't compromise quality. We don't compromise cost, performance. So they've done a lot of work on soy, and now, again, that's a big success story. And they've got quite a few things in the arsenal that are, you know, at various stages of development. You'll see some of that coming out soon. But we have one of the successes they have had as well is a wheat straw
mm-hmm.
Biofilled polypropylene that is now in the cargo bin of the Flex vehicle. So, and again, another thing where this was agricultural waste, and they found a use for it in a vehicle that was produced right down the road from where all these farms were.
That's
nothing
great.
Better to do with the waste.
When we come back on the other side, we'll continue our conversation with Carrie and talk about denim and plastic bottles and all kinds of cool things being used and recycled in brand new vehicles. Don't go away. This is Auto World live across North America.
But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons. It's ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. My name is Bob Long, along with Carrie Majeski, who is Manager of Sustainability and Safety Engineering at Ford. We're talking all about some really cool things that the folks at Ford are doing with sustainable products. And Carrie's been telling us about the use of soybean and other very interesting materials. And this one really caught my eye, and I understand you've gotten a great reaction in the press to this. You guys are actually utilizing recycled denim in vehicles. Tell us about that, Carrie.
Yep. It's called cotton shoddy is the term the engineers use. It includes denim and some other materials as well. And the denim comes, it's a post-industrial denim, so it's out of the manufacturing process for blue jeans, and they take the waste and they put it into this other compound, and it's kind of a smashed fibrous compound, and it's a great sound insulator. It replaced a polypropylene sound insulator that the denim and the cotton based material is better sound quality insulation. It's also lighter, and it turned out to be a little bit of a cost save as well. So it's really a win, which is exactly the kind of things we're looking for.
I understand in the all-new Escape, there's a particular tropical plant in the cotton family, which is being used in the door bolsters of the striking new Escape. Tell us about this special tropical plant. Is it called Kenaf?
Kenaf, yeah. Kenaf? And it's similar to a cotton. Again, it's on the inside of the door trim. You won't see it necessarily. You won't know it's there, but it was a better answer than the outgoing material from an environmental perspective. So, yeah, we're looking for lots of those things. Again, we usually don't see them, which is why it's nice to get a chance to talk about them. Another one that I think is really cool is we have a lot of powertrain components under the hood, cylinder head covers, not a lot, several now, more hopefully soon, that are made from post-consumer nylon carpeting. So
no
carpeting
kidding.
Goes into this big process and comes out in pellets and turns into nylon and then becomes powertrain components, which is, you know, a great way to keep things out of the landfill and give us new materials that aren't petroleum-based.
That's very cool. Plastic bottles is something we've touched on the show here before, but this is news to me. In the new Focus Electric, the equivalent of 22 clear plastic 20-ounce bottles basically are in the seat fabric of the new Focus Electric. So that's a very innovative use of product there. You never put plastic you never connect the dots there, plastic bottles
no.
and seats.
Again, it's a nice way to keep something out of a landfill, and it gives us a material. It's 100% post-consumer recycled nylon is in that in the fibers for the seat fabrics for the Focus, and that'll be a good thing to talk about for those customers who tend to be environmentally driven as well.
Yeah, absolutely perfect fit for the Focus electric vehicle. Here's something cool that you guys are going to be doing in the not-too-distant future. You're actually going to be using shredded money. That's right, retired U.S. paper currency. Tell us all about this, Carrie.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. Again, you found some material that's being either, they take all the money and they take it out of circulation constantly and they put it into chunks and they either burn it, which is not good for the environment, or they landfill it, which is, again, unnecessary. So what we're doing is looking at the possibilities for using those to reinforce plastics. And the paper, as you know, lasts forever. It's great. It's kind of a linen-y material, so it's got real good fiber characteristics to be a reinforcement in plastic. So we hope to see some interior components, maybe even a coin bin that could be made out of recycled money. We promise we won't spend it. It comes to us all shredded.
Oh, that would be way too tempting, to say the least. Let's talk about something that a lot of homeowners have trouble with. I know I've got a lot on my front lawn here in suburban Boston, dandelions, and you guys are using dandelions, in particular a Russian dandelion, as an alternative to synthetic rubber. Tell us a little bit about that, Carrie.
Yeah, as it turns out, for a number of reasons, which I can't give details on, but today's rubber isn't necessarily sustainable. So we're partnering with the Ohio State University, which is hard for me to say because I'm a Michigan grad, but to look at this sustainable rubber from dandelions, which, you know, seems like a perfect growable crop. It would sequester CO2, so it's a really good life cycle enhancement if we are able to bring it to market.
That sounds great. Coconuts, this is another product that you wouldn't think could be used in an automobile, but you guys are doing work, and it looks like you're going to be utilizing some elements of coconuts in the not-too-distant future.
Yep, there's some fiber reinforcement. The actual hair from the coconut exterior they're putting into, again, reinforced plastics for some components in the cargo area, I believe, of the Focus. And then they're also experimenting with the hull, and when you grate the hull and you have a different kind of material. So they're, again, taking anything that could be waste, looking at it for where it's a better environmental impact. And, you know, you do have to consider, and we are trying to pay attention as much as we can to, you know, transporting this. We don't necessarily want to use something we have to drag halfway around the world. But so we're trying to make sure that we look at the whole life cycle when we're implementing these materials and make sure that it's an improvement on a life cycle perspective.
Another thing that I know that you and the folks at Ford are working on is corn and sugar cane. This is a very interesting thing that you're experimenting with. I understand a biodegradable plastic can be derived from corn and sugar cane. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, again, it's just any time you have a petroleum-based material, you can substitute sugar-based, and they can do corn. It can be from corn, castor, sugar cane, a number of things. They're looking at bio-based and also then recycled bio-based materials as a substitute for the petroleum-based plastic. And again, and I think they're very close to some of those components being ready for implementation.
This is real exciting stuff. I would imagine, you know, going to work every day is a bit of an adventure for you because, you know, of all this cool stuff that's going on right close by to you.
Yep, it is. It's exciting. I mean, and I probably haven't even touched the surface. It's a big company, and I've talked about a few things. One I didn't touch on is I think a kind of combination that was really helpful is we have gaskets in the climate control system that are made of a combination of soy, again, so renewable material, and recycled tires, which we'd like to stay out of landfills as well. So that was, to me, the ultimate in an environmental benefit. You take something out of a landfill and you grow part of it and put it together, and it's a lighter, better functioning component.
Yeah, certainly there are so many tires that are thrown away. The fact that you guys are using those recycled tires is just great. Well, Carrie, thank you so much for joining us here on this Earth Day and telling us all about all the great things that you're doing there at Ford. Straight ahead, we're going to talk some more automotive news, play some trivia, and lots more. This is Auto World.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Okay, are you guys ready to have some fun here and play some trivia? And I'm going to tell you about some cool automotive news, lots of interesting stories making headlines, but we'll begin with a trivia question. Who made the Valiant? Who made the Valiant? This vehicle was around for a long time, and the brand is no longer around. The car is no longer around. I know growing up in suburban Needham, Massachusetts, the woman across the street from me, she had a number of these. Who made the Valiant? 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Matt is standing by, ready to take your calls, and we're also going to poll you on your favorite new car and favorite classic car, as we tend to do each and every week here on the broadcast. Well, it happened earlier today, the world debut of a new sport utility vehicle from guess what brand? Are you ready? Lamborghini. That's right. Lamborghini is officially going to make a SUV. It was previewed to a handful of journalists earlier this month and unveiled officially to the public today at the Beijing Auto Show. As all Lamborghinis are named after bulls, Spanish bulls, this vehicle is going to be called the Urus, U-R-U-S. It promises 600 horsepower and permanent all-wheel drive. And again, the name is taken from an ancient line of Spanish bulls. The president of Lamborghini, a gentleman that I have had the pleasure of interviewing, is a gentleman by the name of Stefan Winkelmann, and he said today that SUVs stand for freedom and emotion. And this SUV from Lamborghini is a very concrete idea for the future of Lamborghini. And this isn't the first one of the high-line automakers, luxury automakers, or sporting automakers coming out with SUVs, very pricey ones. Ferrari, of course, has their first all-wheel drive vehicle. It's a two-door hatchback called the FF. And then Tesla, the very expensive electric vehicle, they have announced plans for an electric SUV. And Bentley debuted a concept SUV here in North America, anyway, at the New York International Auto Show earlier this month. So if you have lots of money, because I'm sure this Lamborghini vehicle is going to be extremely expensive, Experts expect to see about 3,000 of them for the first production round. And Lamborghini years ago actually made a very Hummer-like SUV that was called the LM002 in the late 1980s, and they only made about 300 of those, so they're expecting this one to be a whole lot more popular. If you've seen pictures, they're all over the internet today. It is certainly a striking looking vehicle, and I'm sure it's going to have a even more striking price tag. Ken joins us in Iowa, listening on News Talk 1540 KXCL. Looks like Ken has gone away, so we'll keep the trivia question out there about the Valiant. Who made the Valiant? That's the question. Dial us up right now because we do have open lines at 855-660-4261. Whoever comes up with the answer is going to get a prize package from the folks at Guess Where, Guess Who. That's right, Wash Drops is going to be giving you a very special prize package. We want to know the brand that brought us the Valiant. The brand is no more, the vehicle is no more, but they were around for quite some time. Well, according to studies, the Facebook generation, I don't know exactly what the age bracket that is, but they're not buying cars like previous generations. They're postponing getting their license till later. The average age of a person getting a license in North America here today in 2012 is approaching 18 years of age. And, of course, when you consider that the driving age in many states is 16 or 15 or even lower, that's a pretty surprising figure. It's not unusual for today to see folks in their 20s getting their license for the first time. It's not like back in my day when, you know, people were hankering to get their learner's permit at the age of 16 in the state of Massachusetts where I grew up. Be interested to get your take on that as well at our same toll-free number, 855-660-4261. Right now we got the trivia question out there about the Valiant. Who made the Valiant? That is the question. Another question that's posed to me quite often, and I'd be interested to get your take on this, is about future collectibles. Are there any new cars out there today that you could purchase that potentially down the road are, you know, going to be future collectibles? And I'm not talking, you know, really high-end, multiple million-dollar vehicles that, you know, are only made in handfuls like Bugatti Veyrons or some of the products from Ferrari or Lamborghini or some of the other exotic brands out there. But how about, you know, regular vehicles or limited production vehicles that are somewhat obtainable? Certainly I'd have to put some of the modern muscle cars in that realm. Chevrolet with their ZL1 Camaro, which is just about going on sale. I don't know how many they're going to end up making of the ZL1 Camaros, but that is no doubt going to be a collectible vehicle. I think the Shelby GT500 with 650 horsepower for 2013 will be a future collectible as well. Let's go to Dennis next on the program. Dennis, welcome to Auto World. How you doing? Welcome to the broadcast, Dennis. Can you hear us okay?
Yep, I can hear you fine.
Great. Who made the Valiant?
That was a Plymouth.
Absolutely. It was around for quite a number of years, and of course,
yeah.
Plymouth the brand went away a little while back. How about your favorite new vehicle, Ken? Is there something out there in the automotive or SUV or truck range that really catches your eye?
New model stuff, probably the Shelby GT500 or a Boss V02.
Yeah, good choices. And Ford has made some adjustments, not only, of course, with the Shelby going to a larger engine for 2013, 5.8 liters, 650 horsepower, 600 pound-feet of torque, but they've also, with the Boss, kind of tweaked the color scheme a little bit, at least the striping package, and I think it makes for a better-looking vehicle than last year's. How about?
I would agree.
How about classic cars? Is there a favorite classic vehicle you'd love to own?
I'm a Mustang guy, so any of the old Mustangs are great.
Yeah, absolutely. And anything Mustang, any particular generation of Mustang that you're most fond of?
I guess I prefer the 69, 70 by style.
Mm-hmm.
I love those, so.
They're going to be changing the Mustang for 2015. It will kind of align with the, I have to stop and think, what is it going to be? It's going to be the 50th anniversary of the Mustang. How scary
right.
is that?
Right.
So it will be interesting to see. I know it's going to have independent rear suspension, something that the current generation Mustang doesn't have, but certainly
exactly.
this new model that came out for 2005 and has been tweaked a number of times, it certainly has held up extremely well and
yeah.
kind of evokes a little bit of those Mustangs there from the late 60s. Well,
yeah.
you're a great caller. Hang on the line for Matt, and we're going to send you some of the Wash Drops product for you to sample. And we'd love to hear back from you once you get a chance to sample it. Our telephone number, again, as we continue to play trivia, we'll throw out a question, and I'll give you the number. We'll continue on the theme of long-begotten cars that have gone away. The Matador. Who made the Matador? 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today, exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-917-8523. Supplies are limited. 800-917-8523. 800-917-8523. Shipping and processing fees apply.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, what's up, man? How you driving that Cadillac there? I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for being here today. We're having lots of fun playing trivia. We got a question out there right now about the Matador. Who made the Matador? That is the question. We also are going to poll you on your favorite new car, favorite classic car, also future collectibles. Audi has announced that they have acquired the Italian motorcycle brand Ducati. That is interesting. And Livio, which is a company we've had here on the program, they make internet-based radios for cars. They aim to put thousands of smartphone apps into every car. So, once again, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next few years. Before I tell you about the 2013 Acura ILX, let's talk to our first caller in Iowa, and I believe it's Steve in Iowa. John in Iowa, I'm sorry. John, having one of those days here. John, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Let's see if we can solve the riddle here. And the question is about the Matador. Who made the Matador?
Would that be Rambler?
Rambler or American Motors? We'll give it to you. Absolutely. Congratulations. How about your favorite new vehicle, truck or minivan or SUV? What's catching your eye out there?
2012 Chevrolet Silverado, 2500 heavy duty.
You got it all picked out. That's cool. And how about classic cars or classic vehicles? Do you have a particular favorite in that area?
1970 SS396 Chevelle.
Oh, very good. And equipped with the LS6 engine, or you'll take it anyway?
Anyway.
That's good. And that's certainly very much a collectible car today. Do you imagine any of today's moderately priced vehicles becoming future collectibles?
No, I don't see anything there.
Let's go. Thank you so much, and hang on for Matt. And we're going to get you a cool prize here, or some wash drops to check out. Let's go to Brian in Maryland. Brian, welcome to Auto World. How you doing?
Hi, American Motors.
Yeah, exactly. We'll give it to you. I know the other gentleman said Rambler, but rather than start a fight, I said, sure, we'll do it.
Close,
American
close
Motors.
First cousin. Yeah.
Exactly. How about your favorite brand-new vehicle for 2012? Can be a truck, can be a car, can be an SUV, a minivan, can be whatever you'd like. What's your favorite?
I'd love to sit down behind the wheel of a new Challenger RT with a 6-speed.
Oh, very good. Yeah, an RT or an SRT8. You can't go wrong with that. That's a very good choice. And I'm afraid the Challenger is probably only going to be around for 2013. And then I think it's rumors have it that they're going to resurrect the Barracuda name, which is interesting since there's no Plymouth anymore. So it's, I know it's probably going to be called the SRT Barracuda, because SRT is now a brand within the Chrysler Group, or maybe they'll call it a Dodge Barracuda, but That will get a lot of people upset, but be interesting to see, but that's a good choice. How about in the realm of classic vehicles?
I'm one of those Mopar guys, and it's just like I'm totally biased that way. I mean, AMC or when the Jeep brand came under the Chrysler umbrella,
uh-huh.
I welcomed them in as well. But I had it all. A 70 Charger RT that ran high 12s with a stock camshaft.
Wow.
And it with a good tune. So, an old Dodge Charger.
Yeah, I can certainly understand that. You're a man with very good taste, and I can tell you that the people currently at the helm at all the different Chrysler brands, I'm so impressed with all of them, including all the CEOs I've had the pleasure of interviewing recently at the New York Auto Show, and they get a very good team there. Well, hang on for Matt, and we're going to send you a token of appreciation, and that is some of this innovative product called the Wash Drops. You don't have to use a hose to wash your car, just a few drops of this solution and one bucket of water. So hang on for Matt. Acura is announcing their pricing on their upcoming 2013 ILX. This is basically, to tell you the truth, it's a Civic that's been, a Honda Civic that's been rebadged as an Acura. So it's the smallest Acura, and of course it's received a full interior redo. It's got lots of bells and whistles, and price-wise, it's $25,900. Acura is trying very hard to kind of resurrect their days of yesterday. They had a very popular vehicle known as the Integra, but in recent years, sales have definitely not been as strong. The TL was a good-selling vehicle for a number of years, and then they did a facelift on that, and that initial facelift didn't go over well. Now they've done another facelift for 2013. But the big news from Acura, of course, is the return of the NSX sports car and supposedly a return to its roots. Acura was actually the first of the Japanese luxury brands. They beat both Lexus and Infiniti to the punch, but in recent times have kind of fallen by the wayside as far as being on the checklist of potential buyers. It'll be interesting to see what happens to the Acura brand. Well, you know, I'm not a big fan of the ever-increasing fuel economy mandates by the federal government. I think it's bad enough that the automakers are facing some very serious fuel economy, average fuel economy numbers for 2016 and also for 2025. But now they're talking about putting a 54.5 mile per gallon fuel economy standard. Matter of fact, it has been enacted, and I don't know when that is officially scheduled for. But I don't know. You know, I know it's going to save a lot of gas, but I think it's really going to limit our choices as to the type of vehicles that we're going to be able to purchase. And I don't think that's right at all. I don't think the federal government should have any right to tell us what type of vehicles that we can own. We should be able to buy, you know, whatever we want. And lots of people like to drive high-performance vehicles but don't drive them that many miles per year. So, you know, why should those folks be penalized and not have the capability to purchase some high-performance vehicles? And the same thing is true about small vehicles. I mean, we already have a lot of small vehicles on the roads, and Americans, for the most part, continue to go back to pickup trucks and to large sport utility vehicles. It's going to be harder and harder for the automakers to meet these standards. They've done a remarkable job so far, but I'm worried about down the road. And as far as electric vehicles, interesting study came out, and hybrid vehicles as well. Interesting study about hybrids just came out this past week, and that's the fact that for the most part, folks who purchase hybrids, when they turn the hybrid in, they don't go back and buy another hybrid. There isn't a very high retention rate among hybrid buyers. I know that there are lots of folks who consider themselves to be very green or eco-friendly, and of course they are going to be purchasing hybrid vehicles. But for the average person out there who perhaps takes a chance and tests out and decides to purchase a hybrid vehicle, at least the average folk out there is not going back and doing it a second time. And certainly the plug-in electric vehicles, the Chevrolet Volt, as we were talking about in the second hour of the broadcast, has not sold very well, and many point to its price tag, which is hovering at $40,000. And of course, you've got tax rebates built into that. But nevertheless, you got to put out the $40,000. You may get it back on your income tax. You will get it back, but that's a lot of money. And when there are a lot of normally aspirated and turbocharged four-cylinder engines that will deliver the same amount of fuel economy, one wonders if it's worth the investment. Well, there'll be lots more stories to share with you next week on the broadcast as the press days of the Beijing Auto Show come to a close. We'll be able to tell you about more of the new products being unveiled there. Bentley has announced a super limited production vehicle. The Mulsanne, which is their top-of-the-line sedan, kind of the old-school Bentley. They announced that over in China, and that's going to be a very pricey piece. We're going to see if we can get Mr. Paul Eisenstein back with us next week. But that's going to do it for this edition of Auto World and this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks so much for joining me.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.